officially the session starts on the 14th. How have you been getting ready to head to Des Moines?
Well, I've been to Des Moines three times already, I think about 7 or 8 days, talking with everybody, visiting with everybody that I possibly can, trying to get all the information I can. We've had some orientation up in the Capitol. They're throwing an awful lot of information at me very fast. I'm soaking it in to the best of my ability. The main thing is, though, is just visiting with people who are already in office and finding out how things work, you know, how you get the bills introduced, how you argue your point, how you get a hold of your people back home, you know, how you keep in contact with them. Very excited about it. Doing an awful lot of these legislative luncheons over the next 4 or 5 months, which I think will help me a lot also. I've got a lot of information from the campaign about what people's concerns are back home here. And that's what I'm really interested in taking to Des Moines. It's my opinions aren't always exactly the same as my friends and neighbors back here, and it's more important that I take their opinions and their ideas to Des Moines than my own.
Based on the feedback that you've gotten as you've been campaigning, talking with people, what are going to be your priorities in Des Moines?
Well, I'm on the Ag Committee. I've talked to a lot of farmers about the soil and water issues, erosion, conservation of their lands, and the expenses involved in that. And I'd like to be able to see what the state government can do to help the farmers maintain their land, which is actually our land, maintain our waterways and keep our water supply safe. That's one of the things in that committee. I'm also on judiciary, and of course, working at the prison for 26 years, I'm very interested in making sure that our correctional institutions are funded properly, that they're staffed properly to protect not only the staff but also the inmates, and to also protect the public by being fully staffed. I'm also on the Economic Growth Committee. That's going to deal a lot with TIF reform, which sounds to me like that it's very important in communities where maybe two cities come together, of keeping one city from stealing a business from the next, basically. In our area, probably not as important because our businesses are more spread out, our towns are spread out. There's some concern over the commercial property tax, which will be brought up again this year. I liked the proposal that the Senate had last year about limiting the amount of tax reform that would give mm-hmm. to commercial property to keep it more to the Main Street businesses, the more the small mom-and-pop type operations. I think that's very important. I think a lot of the bigger corporations don't really need our help, and a lot of that money wouldn't stay in our state anyway. So I will be on that committee and looking at that. Local government, of course, where everybody's concerned about the mental health reform and who's going to pay for it. We underfunded it again last year. It looks like they're about $41 million short of even finishing this fiscal year. There'll probably be some special appropriations out of our surplus budget from last year that to go to mental health. And I'm also on the Transportation Committee, and the big one there, of course, is going to be the gas tax. And as I've said all along, it's probably going to happen. The governor has said that he probably wouldn't veto it. I would like to look at every other available option to see if there's some way that we can raise this money without putting all the burden back onto a gas tax. I believe there are some ideas that I have of ways to draw the revenue and actually draw it from transportation rather than out of the gas tax, but that's something that, being new to this game, I'm going to have to get up there and sort out all the facts.
Have you had a chance to think about what the first bill you're going to file is? That's obviously something for each new lawmaker. They get that decision. They get that first bill filed. There's some pre-filing. Have you filed anything yet, or are you still waiting on that first bill?
Well, I'm still kind of in the training stage about how to file a bill. I've done a lot of thought about it. I've had a lot of my friends and neighbors talk to me about different bills that they would like to see brought up. One of the bills, of course, is one that Senator Frazee brought up on his year going out, which was the legalization of marijuana. I think it has a lot of merit. I think maybe that it's time. I believe another senator is already going to be bringing that up, and I may, if possible, try to co-sponsor that with him. I don't know that it has a lot of support, and that's something that I'll have to look at because I don't want to waste a lot of time on a bill that has no support as far as bringing it to a vote. Mm-hmm. Or bringing it into a discussion. But if it looks like that it has support, of course, that would be one of them. I'd also like to work at some of the workers' compensation law. I've known an awful lot of people and talked to an awful lot of people that have been injured at work and have not been properly taken care of, and I think maybe that's something we need to look at. As far as other bills, I really don't know. I'm just going to kind of listen to people and see what they think we need. I'm not one to pass a bunch of laws that really aren't needed. I think people are burdened enough with the laws that are on the books now. I think there's a lot of them that we could probably eliminate. And so I intend to work very hard and do everything that I can for that the people need done, that the people want done here in Southeast Iowa.
And just to make sure, would you be looking at the medical marijuana or what they've done in Washington, what they've done in Colorado, the actual legalization of marijuana?
Well, that I'm still undetermined on. Medical marijuana, of course, I know I've done an awful lot of study on that, and that has a lot of benefits to people that are in pain without a lot of the negative drawbacks of some of the commercial drugs that we use to control pain. That would be great. I believe that it's a matter of time before marijuana is legalized in the entire United States, and I believe that we should look at that and take that into consideration, that this may be the time.